Conversations with Carla. I'm your host, Bryson Hill, joined by, of course, the man himself, Coach Carlisle. Coach, how are you doing after these couple of games here?
Bryson, I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Ready to talk to you. Of course, I want to jump right into it. We'll talk about the previous games, but since it's on our mind yesterday and fresh, the game that happened yesterday in the first round of the Marion County Tournament looked like you guys were out of it. I mean, it really did. You guys were playing a sloppy basketball from at least what I was listening to. Couldn't really get a lot of shots to go down, a lot of turnovers. What do you think changed the most in the second half? And really listening to the broadcast, it sounded really like the fourth quarter changed a lot as well. So what do you think momentum-wise happened? Was there like a specific timeout? Do you think that you used that help? Or do you think that your boys just finally got it together there towards the end?
We made shots. I think in the, if you look at the stats and you and if you had a I guess I won't say if you was fortunate enough, unfortunate enough to look at the first half and the third quarter, we missed a lot of layups. I would say probably 12 to 15 layups and missed a lot of free throws as well. If we make those free throws and we make the layups that we missed, we win this game 25, 30 points. But, you know, they played well. They had a good game plan. They slowed us down by playing a zone like a zone press back into a zone. And we just didn't execute. You know, I can't blame them. I'll say it's me. As the coach, we got to be more and better prepared to be able to execute no matter what the other team throws at us. But we just wasn't ready to go. I think some of it was we beat them so easily in December that the guys kind of overlooked them. And when they came – when they came out ready to go and threw the couple first punches, we wasn't ready to defend ourselves. And then we had to muster something up. And I think we got a couple steals and Sherman Moss hit a couple threes. And then we started to move the ball a little bit. And I think Taj hit a three and Ladd hit a three in that run where we was able to make some shots and where otherwise we weren't able to get those things done, especially in the first half and in the third quarter. And that was the difference in the game. We was able to press them, speed them up, and then we made shots.
Yeah, and we'll stay on the same track of the Marion County Tournament here. You know, you guys have had, you know, interesting schedule this year, and me and you have talked about in the past how to prep for people. You know, you had the game against Indianapolis Met with less than 48 hours of notice and prepping for them and whatnot. So I am interested, knowing that you're going to face one of either Lawrence Central or Beech Grove. Obviously, you can assume, but also you never know because we saw Warren almost beat you guys. Mm-hmm. How do you approach a game to prep like that when there's two potential outcomes there? Do you prep for each team the same, or what's that kind of look like on the scouting?
Well, we had to prepare for Warren, so we couldn't really look at who was going to play next. Now, certain coaches have certain scouts, and we know it well in advance. So we had a scout for Lawrence Central, and naturally we already played Beech Grove in the Bob Wettick tournament, so we had a scout ready for Beech Grove as well. But, you know, just like everyone else, we're looking at the teams who we think are going to win, and we kind of focus on them. But I also have to have a backup just in case. It's like Pike and Brebeuf last night, that game. I think everyone struggled last night besides LN. LN beat North Central handily, I think, by 20. And I think Ron Colley and Perry Meridian was a blowout game. All the rest of the games last night were close games. LC wins by 12, but they struggled. And I think the final score was a little bit different from what the full game showed. I think Pike only won by 7 at Brebeuf. And everyone else has just had tough games. So we can look at it. The three ranked teams in the county right now are, of course, the Giants. Pike is ranked fairly high in the top 5. And Lawrence North is ranked. I think that all of us have two or fewer losses. I think Pike is 9-2 or 10-2 now, same as us. And I think Lawrence North is like 11-1. I think they maybe lost one game. So you can look at this and kind of think or feel that the higher ranked teams will win the games. But so naturally, we're expecting to win tonight, and we expect Pike to win too. So, but that doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. So you got to prepare for both of them.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Let's go back. You talked about North Central. Let's go back to Friday night. And I'll ask a very similar question to earlier this week, what John Easter, who filled in me earlier this week, filled in for me on the Binge Buzz. He asked Coach Binge, kind of that doubleheader atmosphere there, girls and boys playing right after each other, about a 20-minute break or so to warm up and whatnot. Do you know, was there anything that felt different about that, or did you just approach it like another game? Obviously, doubleheaders don't really come around too often, but mm-hmm. they still do happen. So, first of all, how did you kind of go into that and kind of the atmosphere of that game, being able to watch the girls beforehand while still keeping your team ready? And also, just overall, again, another, you guys were really close with North Central for a little bit there, then you started to pull away. So, again, similar to yesterday, how do you what do you think were the leading factors to you pulling away on Friday night?
I need to address the first question. I wasn't expecting the type of crowd that we had. I thought it was good for the girls. I thought it was good for the boys. I thought it was good for Ben Davis Athletics. Outside of the riffraff that happened in the stands and in the hallways and stuff like that. Hopefully we can get all that stuff under control, but. I thought it was good. You know, it was almost close to a packed house, and there was a good game with the girls. And they fell short, I think, by two or three points. And
yeah.
And then we was able to, man, I think, you know, even in the third quarter, I think we was up close to 20 and 20, 25, something like that. And then one of the kids off North Central, he had four threes in the fourth. So it looked a little different than what it actually was. Like, I feel like the game – I thought we played a lot better than what the final score dictated. And if we had did our job defensively and not kind of let our guards down and let them run around and get some open looks, then it would have been a much different result on the scoreboard. But we got the win. So, you know, there's lessons to be learned in losses, but there's also lessons to be learned in wins. And I'm fortunate enough to have a good enough team to play not at your best and still come away with a win, similar to the Warren Central game.
And I do want to talk about this because in both the boys and girls games on that doubleheader, a lot of calls that players did not like, a lot of calls that coaches did not like, fans obviously, I do want to know, and I said it on the broadcast a couple of times, if there's a way, because I kept saying that the players need to realize how the refs are going to call the game and then try to play around the whistle. Because the refs set the tone, obviously, as you know, how aggressive they're going to let the game be, how passive they'll let the game be. So my question is, do you go with the flow of how the refs calling the game and that's how you dictate how aggressive your team will be?
Man, I played, right? So there's an opportunity to draw from my experiences, and a lot of guys on my staff play basketball and understand, like, there's a plan, right? And then until you get punched, Mike Tyson said there's always a plan until you get punched in the face. Then you have to adjust to how the ref is allowing the game to be played. And I try to teach the guys and my players this, that they play cry too much as they're getting touched and fouled. But there is a little bit of a difference with how people are allowed to play against us and versus how we're allowed to play against them, which is where I have the issue. I'll never blame a ref for anything that we do or don't do, but sometimes it seems a little bit skewed in how the game is being called because we're Ben Davis and we're stronger or maybe even bigger than the teams that we're playing. So there's always a give and take. But the players have to adjust. If they play, if they call in touch fouls, then you got to keep your hands off. If they allow you to be more physical, then you can be more physical. So these are just things that we all have to go and learn, and they change from game to game, especially with the coaching and the styles and the referees.
Yeah, and the only reason I ask that question is because I believe the girls' game on that doubleheader is the longest WBDG basketball broadcast of the year because of the amount of free throws there was and whatnot. But let's also turn to another interesting question I have for you here. You guys love to play with pace, but you guys also love to grab rebounds, make sure you're down there and grabbing the rebounds. How can you make sure that you're assorting your dominance by getting on the glass, but also pushing the pace quick enough that you're playing on the Ben Davis type of level that you want to play?
Man, I think it's just the habits that you build, especially with the coach who's calling the calls and playing and making the plays. When we play in the summer, when we play in the spring, when we play in the fall, we don't take the ball out because I want to push the ball. So it takes on the personality and whatever the philosophy of the coach is. So for me, we want to play fast and we want to run, but you can't play fast and you can't run without getting stops or getting rebounds. So it's just a big part of what we do. It's a big part of what we preach. And hopefully we can do it a lot more because we're a lot better team when we get in transition. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also talk about rebounds. You guys lost a lot of significant height yesterday with fouls and whatnot and stuff like that. I know Prince got into a couple of fouls, and I'm not quite sure what happened to Lewis, but I know he wasn't in the game, or he didn't play like how usually would full minutes-wise. So how important is that to have a big you can know that can come up and get the rebounds, obviously, because height's a huge factor with basketball, as we all know, but also being able to rely on a bit of the shorter guys, and by shorter, I don't mean like, you know, 5'10" up, but just some of the shorter, not the 6'7", 6'8" guys, mm-hmm. but can still trust them to sky into a rebound. So how is that to have that kind of in your back pocket that you know, even though a dude's not 6'9", he's still going to fly in for a rebound and give his best effort to get it?
Well, it's a standard and an expectation. Anyone that gets in the game, the expectation is to do the things that we're asking them to do. If they don't meet the standard, then they come out. Right. If they do meet the standard, then their time that they get to play is extended. So it's just simple. A lot of guys that we play, a lot of teams that we play, they don't have our size. So if we probably match up a little bit better when we go a little smaller, because the other guys, they're not as big. So outside of Pike, I think we may be the second or the third biggest team in the state. So we had to learn how to play. However, if it's five guards, four guards, if it's – because really even how we start, TJ Miner's not a four-man. He's more so a guard or mm-hmm. or a small forward. So we really play with four guards anyway and one big. So we it doesn't change much. You know, we'll be a little smaller, but we got to keep the standard to the standard.
Last couple of questions for you here, the second to last one being, when we look at this game, we haven't talked about this game yet against George Washington. You guys do win by double digits and more. You guys win that 81-63. And looking at, you know, you guys shot over 50% from the field, which is awesome. What do you think led to getting those good looks and really knocking your shots down?
Man, I think we've played them, I think, for the past 6 years. It's just something that we, you know, there was a game in 95 where Coach James, myself, and the Ben Davis Giants, we played against a really, really good Washington team, and that's kind of what sparked this, if you want to call it rivalry, or this series of games where we play Washington. We want to win every game that we play, but I think that the guys were kind of locked in. We had a huge size advantage over them, so a lot of the buckets that we got came closer to the basket, which is the reason why the shooting percentage would be higher. My job, our job as coaches, and you know, just Ben Davis basketball team in general, is to look at the mismatch and try to go and find a way to exploit it. So, just in that game, we did a good job of doing it. The guys was driving and making the next basketball play, and guys were finishing at a high rate.
Yeah, and final question for you. We look ahead to tonight. You face Lawrence Central. We look ahead to kind of presuming it might be Pike, but it could be Decatur Central as well. Then, obviously, who you end up playing in the championship between LA and Roncalli, Park Tudor, or Franklin Central. What is your keys for not just tonight against Lawrence Central to bounce back after a rough first half against Lawrence Central? So what's your keys for tonight? And what's going to be your keys to win the 107th Marion County tournament?
Man, we just got to play to our own standard. like I said before on this broadcast, Coach Vanderbush, we used to talk a little bit, and he used to say, man, it's about what you look like on film, not about who you playing. So you should turn on the game no matter who it is, and you should have the same team. You should not play down to the level of your competition. So we set a standard. We need to make sure that we step up and continue to rise to the standard. And whenever it happens, when negative things happen, because they're going to happen, we fall on the habits that we've built over time and over this season. So for us to have success, we have to get them sped up. We have to force turnovers, and we have to play in transition and play fast. If we do that, then I think it'll spell success for the Giants. Tonight, it'll spell success for the Giants on Friday and Saturday night.
Well, best of luck in the rest of this Marin County tournament. And Coach Kyle will be back with me next Wednesday. With that being said, Coach, of course, thank you for joining me as always. Best of luck. I've been Bryson Hill, joined alongside Coach Carlisle. Coach, thank you.